Welcome to the McCovey Croncast. I'm Brian Murphy.
Doug Brazzoni.
It's Friday, 12th. Our guest. Writer at. Writing. I've never heard of.
Thank you for having me.
I want to know.
It is hot pink. Yeah, I think
the last time I saw you was multicolored.
Yeah, it's been a lot of different.
It's usually
whatever is left in my
Dye Supply, that's that band. Anyway, so Jen, you're a Giants fan. All one happy. Oh, I guess it's.
Yes. Even though I do have Giants fans. Having gone to so many Giants games, and rooting for them, of course, but I do.
And you, Doug?
Something to that effect. Yeah.
Cool, and we met in person once, and then we were at Star Wars. And we didn't meet up because
that technical help.
That was pretty intense. Hadn't shown.
That sounds fun.
I was checking. Threat me. That was causing it.
LA is a lot smaller than I expected.
If I'd been there, I'd been like, wow, this is a really good mystery box, JJ. I'm impressed.
He doesn't want anybody to see. Write about Nolan Arenado. Jorge De La Rosa. Also good. You have to write about him.
I just try to analysis. I try not to biases that I might have, and I just look at stats. Whatever that I scouted myself, so I tried to get a lot of my out of it analysis.
Must follow. That's come up with. Certainly well informed. So, or is that how you and Doug have imagine?
Yeah. Go ahead, Doug.
We've covered a couple of minor league games. A lot of it's just like, you know, hanging out with internet friends. I remember that a little bit more. Minor league. I remember there was a playoff game in 2013 that we were at.
Yeah, was that the one like, where Sabian had the.
Yes, it's the infamous Sabian Froyo. Yeah.
Don't need to go into out there writing. All this work you're. I have a question. but we can talk about the Giants.
Yes. Yeah.
Put it arbitrary. So old half man. It's great. Off having to.
I have to agree. I think it's a good side, especially at the amount that it's at. It was felt roughly what he deserved. And it's really too expensive for the Giants, but like a short enough contract that. They wanted to look at other options.
What happened in that regard?
There was a picture just floating around yesterday, because this is Friday, Thursday. And we did this live, by the way. We're doing this live as you listen to it. Very impressive. There was a picture floating around yesterday of him at the commercial shoots in just this enormous giraffe suit. You go, oh, Belt, I'm so glad you're back.
Brought it from home. Luck to also. Have is a long-term offer by the Giants, like a Pablo worth and not make. I also think that if they talk, kind of where he's at right now. Option, other option. Then yeah, but the Giants haven't settled, haven't had to go. Wow, what a long way.
I wonder if they just have avoided it because they don't want to be reminded that they traded for him on purpose.
That's like, now I'm picturing, I know Sabian would. I'm just picturing. Add. Going. I punch. Or just I'm AJ.
That's a frightening thought.
This is my face. Now you're thinking about AJ Pierzynski's face.
baseball thing somehow fell into. Sides. Up with. Create their own. Belt filed for 7.5 points. My instinct says that they have lost that. But settlement, everyone else is in, probably. Or just.
Yeah, well, Hank Shulman, Giants beat writer of the Chronicle, as you probably know, said on Twitter that the factor there for Belt might have been that players had won three of the four arbitration decisions already, and that arbitrators do get fired if the league finds them biased one or the other. So there might have been a little bit of leverage on the arbitrator. That's a little conspiracy theory-ish. On the other hand, Hank knows a lot more about this than I do. So if it's plausible to him, it's not wild out of the realm of possibility.
That's and get upset. Often had not seen. I assume.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so calling the minor league. That's got to be. Yeah, that's. Just doing the best they can.
Yeah, sometimes. It depends. There's the different levels. But the pay is so low in the minor leagues. Like, sometimes I've heard that they get like $400 a month or less than that, actually. Pretty much.
Stop building your time. Yeah, that it was really good in your portfolio.
High Desert is.
That sounds like the start of it. So the Giants probably going to have drone. Or how about just.
Well, one player that I've been kind of since I started covering Giants 2013 is Ty Block. I've just super impressed by his KDB rate for the longest time and the fact that he's able to keep the ball down and get those grand ball outs. I'm also really Austin Slater lately, especially with the way he hits the ball hard.
Austin. First, and set up everything. I should probably go to so arbitrary. Probably starting pitch. Doesn't. Broadway, there's. meet Mike Broadway?
I've seen him. He's tall. He's not that much taller than a lot of the baseball players who are, by and large, large men. But the thing about Mike Broadway that is really striking is he was so good at AAA. I saw Hunter Strickland last year, and I saw Mike Broadway last year, and there was no real difference between AAA. Because they were both just shutting down every other team at every opportunity. And then, you know, Strickland came up to the majors pretty early on, did great. Broadway came up to the majors, and he was bad. And it's just one of those things that you look at and go, man, I have no idea how that happened. Because Mike Broadway looked like he was pitching back.
Games 17. One straight out to walk. Gave up a lot of hits. Never really. Always see come in and that's a but all guys. Also, Mike Broadway's 5. That's actually probably above average for. Let's move off of Mike. Let's talk about. Catch the days. My opinion. Best 30. Plenary, former San. Asked by Padres fans and decided to. And so I guess I'm saying everyone's read it.
Yeah.
And yeah. To me, I like. I mean, obviously. Honesty target, of course. Got a lot of background.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I've only ever seen. Passionate guy. I don't think
so, my understanding what happened is he posted a picture on Twitter of himself in a Giants uniform as number one. And next to it said week, as in like 1 week to spring training. And then Padres fans thought that he was calling them. I think. Because, and I don't want to generalize here, Padres fans just.
I mean, Padres fans.
Yeah.
They're special. That's what I'm going to say.
Time this out.
This was Padres fan in my life.
I can. Padres fans. And again.
So I had a time with Padres fan. And this is like 2006.
Padres fan you say.
Yes. And so 2005, like that winter, 2006, the Giants signed Mark Sweeney, and he was legitimately mad about it because Mark Sweeney had been on the Padres. And I was like, are you serious? What? Like, I couldn't even come up with a response because it was Mark Sweeney. He wasn't some. It's not like the Giants signed Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
This is what you're mad about.
I mean, Santiago, that would have all. I'm trying to find the whole. Okay, I found it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to. Up and make. if anyone's up for it. Well, hold
definitely.
On. But every time I go, it's one thing.
Yeah, I was actually planning on doing that hopefully in May when they.
All right, so have the.
Yep.
Okay. All right, yep. Go for it. Just read sentences.
All right.
Okay, one time only. You Padre fans who drift in my sight. Challenge me to manage, rag on me for betrayal. Here's the deal one time. One time only. We got run out of your town after you won. We have lived with your traitors come back and win for us. You won an SF for many reasons. You don't win an SF, you get run out of town. Everyone. GM, coaches, players, owners, they get the players and pay to keep them. You Padre folks lose after pounding your chest about winning the offseason. Give all your young studs away. Should you can't pay them the arbitration years anyway. You then get draft picks and your starting lineup will be lots of Rule 5 guys, players no one protected. Sell the sizzle of the season. We got draft picks.
Draft picks will be gone before 2% ever make it. Remember that they have any. There. That makes you. But. Are. They lose. Though they. Calling them. Leave me alone. History, where they are. Who?
I'm a giant for life, and you all allowed the order they wanted, and so did the Giants. Don't disagree, Padre Lloyd. There were two World Series you ever went to, and I was on those teams. Time now to grow up, get over it. Quit by some. Quit being ignorant. You can't even write now your starting lineup. No one knows. Is that weird to you? Don't you think I'm not the problem? All should be accountable. I'm done playing. Leave me. I am part of baseball, even in your town. You do something for me, but I'm not feeling 5 years. I know what the demand is. As a man, a husband, a dad, a coach, don't be a get your head out of your arse. Educate him. Demand.
That was good.
By the way, if you haven't out of why I found the purple. Because funny that you're writing for that. That's all I know. I've definitely never met. Talk about. Wasn't Padres and was a player there. Gotta be.
I definitely Rockies. Well, I knew of some Rockies. I didn't really know of any before I started for writing for Pro, and a lot of that came. I went to a lot of Modesto Nuts games.
Already doing. As they change over time, the 51s, is that even still a team? And am I?
Yep. No, they're still the 51s.
No, they might be for a new. Modular. Also, it's a chance to sell merchandise.
Out there. Walla 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 walla.
There you go. See. All right. So, Flannery. That's probably. Now that I'm. But you do it, I'm not surprised. I wonder what.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that was. They asked a lot of people.
I mean, social distancing is a passion. Leave it at that.
You know him. He can't keep. I guess is. Bumgarner. Oh no, there's people.
Our first question is from Michael. Earlier attack.
If I were eating, I'd challenge him, but not today. It's been a long time.
11 years.
I spent hours arcade.
If I if I all that because the way that guy moved. I would have no. But no.
My no is such a no that I wouldn't even try. I would just walk up, see the DDR machine, and just walk away.
You wouldn't even.
No.
Comfort. Heartless.
Fine, I guess. I'll lose 100 minutes of DDR for charity.
I would lose any thought in any. Only because pens wipe the floor with not pretty every. What's the
next question? Comes from Sarsose. Sarsose, who asks this question every week because he is the best McCovey Croncast fan. Sorry, it's just true. He has several questions, so I just have to pick one. So with bigger disappointment, 1993 or 2002?
I feel like I can barely answer 91. So, make you all feel.
We're dying.
Yeah, I feel like I can answer this really well because I remember the 2002 series, which was very disappointing. But also, and here's a fun Giants spread back about me, I was at the Solomon Torres game. Little, almost 8-year-old me went there and we left. Top of the ninth before the game was over because it was like 13-0. And so we missed the only good thing that happened that day, which was Robbie Thompson's solo homer in the top of the ninth. And I'm still saying 2002 because the 93 team was better, but the 2002 team, and they should have.
Bounce away.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm blank. 7 of the. I would say.
Two.
Yeah, 6. Was probably. How ridiculous that went. I could be. You know what? Now read. But at the time, you know. So infuriating. So it. On a little bit long. The bottom, and I can't. I like.
Yeah, that was just
like I guess. I didn't
really
trying
to think. Someone might be.
Oh, no, I didn't like Troy Ball.
I didn't like Jared Anderson. Jared Anderson. guess by.
I mean, that's probably as close.
But I mean, now.
Yep. one last one from David XF at Sam, who's also asked us a lot of questions. His is, which recent Giants player looked like he had the most fun playing baseball? Threw out a few possibilities for Pence, Romo, Morrison. No, I mean, he was just throwing them out there.
Sometimes. Has a lot of fun. Those are the first.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just said Pablo. Looks like he was having fun. When
he was the bad stuff. I guess question that for me. Probably come up. Not like brain. Miguel Tejada did having fun.
Oh.
Aaron Rowan.
Except when a bunch of deers, Madison Bumgarner doesn't look like he's
having fun.
Oh, when he hits. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Right.
Or when he's off of Madison.
<Not Mato. laughs>
Imagine.
God.
They're always like pick the best team. Together you're.
Jose Guillen,
probably. Jose Guillen
also
like. Carlos is always like super serious, I think.
Next of all.
Hey.
Yeah, Jose Guillen. Downfield? Brower never looked.
That's true, but his arm was also gone at doctors just to get him out there again.
You know who actually like he was. I remember Tyler Walker smiling a lot, but Tyler Walker.
Yes.
Tyler Walker was
watching Giants regularly. Tyler Walker was on.
Jeff Kent?
Oh, Jeff Kent never looked at.
Got revenge. Action. Wasn't a. Hell, it was.
Well, he has that sort of douchebag cough mustache thing, so I think you can't look happy when you're not allowed.
All right, so always question. I have a game this week. Thoughts? Thought we could talk about belt. Boffman. Bonds. Clark. What would you rather do? Still be built? Awkward. Bonds. Bill, which is hiding at the sounded cool. So I throw out a
here's the option.
Well, that's kind of
I'd probably belt.
Belt?
It's a belt. Yeah.
I'm gonna say thrill because at the time people are gonna be excited about it, and not even a year later, like 8 months later, they're gonna look back and be like, oh wait, that wasn't. What was I? Why was I excited? I don't get it.
I really thought it was a lot of moment. That trailers, it doesn't. All right.
The NBA Finals. The Warriors in the NBA Finals. Or should I just do the Warriors in the playoffs?
Well, I like the Warriors in the NBA Finals. Right.
Warriors in the NBA Finals.
Gotta be a bear. Yeah. I say this is someone.
Are you in?
Yeah, unfortunately, Sacramento.
That was the team I grew up with. I checked out when ever it's gonna get. I'm gonna say Barry is. Question. That's an accomplishment. That's when. Oh, I knew it. I would say back to back. All these. Animus. game. Ben, what do you?
First thing in my mind was Puppy Monkey.
Puppy Monkey. Oh. Reference.
Yep.
Okay. For me, it's Belt. I never got on board. I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm saying Belt also. I watched this call at a party, couldn't really hear the commercial, and I was just like, what? Why is it? Television. Very confused. I think Belt.
Yeah, I was first saw it, I was like, thought this was a great idea, so probably Belt as well.
Oh, one more. Down country. Butt stick. Not talking about the result necessarily. President. Ever had. All I'm saying is, add. What's the outcome going?
I'm saying thrill. I think there's a lot of hype. Yes. You're going to look back on the hype and you're like, that for? Like, maybe there were moments when it was justified, but it did not live up to it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say thrill as well. Like, right now, it's exciting. Like, everything's going on, but in like 4 years, people are like, look at that election like that. Why do that?
I'm going to belt. Ever, I'm still gonna say it's gonna be awkward because of it has a chance to bury one of the whatever the rest where they go from like a I'm just. No, I was. All this. And I think that would,
bring
be,
that would be a country. Very.
So.
No, I think I know. I think I know everything.
So, what?
Well, obviously, guys, at Gen Mac, I can be purple row, be exports. Other places too, depending on how this whole grad's out. But yeah, you can mostly find all my work at your.
Bye.
Back next.